This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those. And that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
All right, so you can dial in about anything. 800-259-9231. Did we lose? Yeah, we did lose Mark. Okay, so we had somebody from Brazil on the line. Maybe he'll call back. All right, so coming up here tonight, there's a lot to talk about. Man, we barely even scratched into the show prep tonight. And, of course, our listeners are Johnny on the spot to go to freetalklive.com suggesting show prep for us. I spotted this there last night. It's probably still on the front page. Cigarette tax will mean $10 packs, according to MyFoxNY.com. $10 or more for a pack of cigarettes? It might soon become a reality in many stores in New York City. The cigarette tax in New York will jump $1.60 a pack under a deal struck between Governor David Patterson and state government leaders. Boy, what a deal. The proposal is part of an emergency budget bill that the legislature approved Monday evening. Now, this is the same New York that just recently raised all kinds of taxes and drove people out of the state because they just finally said to themselves, this is it. I can't take it anymore. They're just taxing me too much. I'm going somewhere else where I will be taxed less. And so just after they already had a budget emergency and, they had to emergency raise taxes here and there and everywhere else, now they're raising taxes on cigarettes because, it's easy to go after the smokers. And
yeah. Smokers are absolutely the new underclass, and they're easy to go after.
That's what I was wondering. What does the budget shortfall have to do with people who are smoking cigarettes?
They'll pay. At least to a certain point, they will pay. Once it goes beyond a certain point, some of them will say to themselves, well, I'm just going to buy it from the guy in the street who isn't going to charge me the taxes because they're bringing it in by the truckload from
others
North Carolina.
I mean, and this has been shown time and again, and it's one of the reasons that people support cigarette taxes in general is that people will quit. But what you have to kind of see there is that, well, some people won't, and when they don't, then you're essentially making this item a black market or a gray market item.
Mm-hmm.
And failing to get what you want done. The smart smokers in New York probably already are, but the ones that are slightly dumber than the smart smokers at this point are going to be going onto the websites and getting their cigarettes shipped in from North Carolina, South Carolina, these states that have that make tobacco's big business and they have very low tobacco taxes. They're going to be having them sent in there,
and they're risking getting in trouble for that because as you may recall, a few years ago we talked about there was big news. Probably 4 or 5 years ago now at this point, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, where New York passed another cigarette tax, and it was essentially bringing the cigarettes up from $5 a pack to $7 or $8 a pack. Now it's $10. And so when that news hit, we talked about that when it happened, and the New York people were talking about how they were forming, the New York government people were talking about forming what they called the Cigarette Interdiction Squad or something like that.
Yeah.
Where basically, like you've got all these drug investigators and the war on drugs, they were now creating essentially a special team to do investigation into people who were bringing cigarettes in from other areas of the country and selling them without the tax stamps.
Yeah, out of the back of a truck in an alley somewhere.
That's exactly what they were doing. And you damn well better believe that the mafia is bringing in 18-wheelers full of cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're selling them out to their foot soldiers on the streets who are then selling them at, whatever they can undercut the local cost at. So if it's $10 a pack, what does that break down to? Is that 50 cents a cigarette or something like that?
Sounds like
20,
it.
Isn't it 20 in a pack of cigarettes? So, yeah, I mean, you could sell them for 25 cents on the street, and you'd be at half the price of what they're selling them for in the stores.
Yeah, they will.
So clearly the strategy to stopping the mob from gaining a foothold and making insane profits off of this whole thing is to outlaw cigarettes. And then,
will they go there? Will they go there? Will they ever actually go that far and really outlaw cigarettes? I mean, it's so hard to believe, isn't it?
Really difficult to smoke anywhere is what they're really going to do. They're going to raise the prices.
They've done that.
They're going to raise the prices as much as they can possibly get away with. They'll find some kind of equilibrium, in the marketplace to some extent, being the government and coercive agency that it is. They'll figure it out. At what point is it just easier to leave the taxes at this level, and they'll you know, make it difficult for you to smoke smoke anywhere. You can't smoke in the car with kids. You can't smoke at home if you're if somebody else nearby can smell it. You can't smoke in a restaurant. For God's sakes, I'm trying to eat. You know, they just make it impossible.
Yeah, they want to use it to control your behavior around kids and use it as an excuse. Well, we need to come in and make sure that these kids in foster care are okay, and then they extend it out to the parents that, you know, their kids have been in trouble. So there's a justification for going in their house and just sort of snooping around, making sure everything's okay.
That's a great point. Yeah, we caught you smoking a cigarette in your car, so therefore now we're going to send DCF over to your house to make sure your kids are in a safe living environment. And it's not, we're not far away from banning people from smoking if they've got kids in their house. I almost feel like that's happened already, but I can't say because there have been so many crazy cigarette bans. We just had one the other week from New York, as a matter of fact. One of the towns in New York banned cigarette smoking in the city parking lots, in the city park. In California, you can't smoke if you live in a duplex. So if you're next door neighbor.
Like a place in California. It was a town.
That's true. Yeah. I think it's been a couple of places in California that has done this, where if you live in an apartment complex or a duplex, something where there's another attached residence, you can't smoke there either. And so I think you're absolutely right. They're just going to make it more difficult, and they're driving people underground with this.
Yeah, and you know, there's a good portion of the public that supports this. This is what they want to see. If you ask the public to vote on it, you'll find that, you know, somewhere between 50% and 70% of them support this. Some of them are smokers, actually. Yeah. They support higher taxes.
Tell me what to do.
You know, I remember I was out, and speaking of Californicators and smoking, we were on a cruise, and my uncle smokes, and there's a couple from California. And they were walking in front of him or behind him, like, shoo, shoo, yuck, yuck, cigarettes.
Making a big deal out of it.
Making a huge deal. They were outdoors. Get in front. Just go on.
They could have gone away from him, right? I mean, they're on a cruise.
Well, they weren't actually. This was an outing on the cruise. So this wasn't even on the boat.
Where was it then?
On the planet. You know, on the land.
Right, okay. Got it. I'm sorry. You said cruise. I figured they were out on the
way. I should have been clear.
All right. So here's more detail, though. Legislature approved the $1.60 increase on the state cigarette tax. That's now $2.75 a pack. So, you know, New York City's got their own tax. So it's going to be more expensive in New York City than anywhere else. And the vote will soon increase the cost of cigarettes in New York State from about $7.60 a pack to $9.20. In New York City, which has its own $1.50 tax, the price could jump to near $11. Patterson's bill would also double the tax on chewing tobacco and many other tobacco products.
The yucky things.
While finally taxing little cigars as much as cigarettes. By comparison, a pack...
Because this is what was happening. Some people would switch to the little cigars.
Cigarillos or whatever?
Yeah, they're basically little, you know, cigarettes. And they would, you know, use those instead.
So, let's see what else. Oh, by comparison, a pack of cigarettes sold in out-of-state border towns would range from about $6.45 to $7.85, and more smokers might opt for tax-free packs sold by Indian tribes and smugglers. It's a punitive and regressive tax on those with addiction, argued Democratic Assemblyman, whoever. He said people in his district will now make even more cigarette runs for their friends, relatives, and coworkers across the state line to Pennsylvania and to two nearby Indian reservations. He says it's an abuse of our taxing power, but you know what? It won't be long before they start doing sting operations on the border towns. I wouldn't be surprised to see that happen real soon, because it's what they do in Massachusetts, or they have done it. There was one year where they did it, one year where they stopped doing it. And I don't know if they're still doing it, but in New Hampshire, it's legal to sell fireworks. In Massachusetts, it's entirely illegal to possess a sparkler.
That's working.
Right. So people, well, maybe sparklers are legal, but everything else is illegal in Massachusetts.
Yes, that kind of situation.
And so they actually put state troopers north into New Hampshire, and they sat there and they staked out the fireworks stores, which are relatively close to the border for obvious reasons.
One guy sits in the parking lot. He radios in. Okay, right. There's a blue sedan, a blue Camaro leaving. Blah, blah, blah. Make sure you catch him. And they got guys at different roads. There's only a couple of points of egress from the state. And they catch him.
All right, 800-259-9231. Are you a smoker? Do you support this stuff, taxing cigarettes more? Do you realize what it is you're supporting? Do you understand what the unintended consequences will be? We can talk more about it, and you can take control and bring up anything.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We give them away, the archives included. So you don't have to pay for a subscription. You just click and download. They're right there on the front page. In fact, you can get the whole last week of shows right there. And then if you click into the podcast, it goes back to early 2009, the very beginning of 2009. All free for you at freetalklive.com. Porkfest is already underway. Now, it technically doesn't start until Thursday. We're showing up a day early. Oh, actually, Sam and I are. Mark, you're going to be a little late. You got some family stuff to take care of at the house.
Maybe. Yeah, it's hard to say.
Okay, well, anyway, We're not expecting you to show up.
God knows I'm not important here, right? It's all about Ian and all that stuff.
It's about Porkfest is what it's about. And we're going to be having all kinds of interesting guests on from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The format of the show changes a little bit during live events because, well, we're around people. So, I mean, Free Talk Live is a show where you can call in and you can talk about anything. But when we're around hundreds of people, it's not hard to find people to come on the air and talk about stuff. So we tend to be a little more guest-oriented. But the phones will still be open. You can still call in. And we'll be live here from the Pork Fest starting tomorrow night. It's going to be a lot of fun. One of the other things going on Friday night, because you can come in, you can sit and watch Free Talk Live, you can socialize, you know, drink, whatever, while you're enjoying Free Talk Live in the company of new friends. Soon to be friends. Afterwards, on Friday night, the special sneak preview of Chartarum kicks off. The John Shaw motion picture brought to you by Think Twice Productions. And you can get your copy of the Porkfest only limited edition of the original soundtrack and the Porkfest commemorative beer mug Friday night. That's happening right after our show in the TV room at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231 as we continue the story. From New York, where it looks like, Albany has I guess Albany's the capital of New York. They voted on Monday to become the country's most expensive place to smoke. I thought they already were. What place before now had higher taxes than New York?
They're probably working on it. You know, like places are competing for
California, maybe.
Maybe California. Well, anyway, they are now in New York in New York City. The new prices, the new $1.60 increase, has brought prices up to possibly near $11 per pack. They're also bringing the little cigars, the taxes there on par with the cigarette taxes, so you won't be able to get away from the taxes by smoking the little cigars anymore. The only way to avoid these taxes is going to be to buy the cigarettes through black market dealers. And, well, that means that you don't really know what you're getting. I mean, this is the black market, so it may say Marlboro, but that doesn't mean that it is Marlboro. It might be a China brand that is masquerading as Marlboro. And so they may sell you a pack of Marlboros for $8, which will be, you know, $3 or $4 cheaper than what you pay for at the store. But it, you know, may not have been a Marlboro pack that they actually bought. They might have rolled in a shipload of China brand Marlboros. Maybe they won't be that bad, but I've heard quality can range on those.
Oh, maybe they won't have ammonia sprayed in the filters like the Marlboro ones supposedly do.
Really? Oh, I don't know. I think that's hocus pocus.
I don't know.
What would the point of that be?
Kill off smokers faster.
Why would Marlboro want to do that?
It makes it more addictive.
Ammonia?
Apparently.
I've heard that menthol cigarettes have fiberglass in the filters. I looked into it. There's cotton in them. There's all kinds of hocus pocus. I do believe they put addictive stuff in cigarettes to make them more addictive.
I think they put them in Oreos,
this
too.
This is admitted, though, because I remember reading government documents on it, and they were talking about there was a show or something that was covering this issue, and they said, well, we don't know what would happen if we took this out, so we better just leave it in there.
So now you're saying you believe that this to be absolutely the case?
I am.
Because you saw it somewhere?
Pretty sure, yes.
Like Maury Povich or something?
No. I think it was a documentary or something.
Well, you'll have to back that one up.
I'll have to find it. I'll find it.
I believe to be a lot of urban legends surrounding smoking. And
okay. I wonder if Snopes has it. I wonder if Snopes has this particular one.
Like?
Snopes is really good. By the way, for those that don't know, Snopes.com, a great place to go to check the veracity of what could be an urban legend.
Red cars get more, cost more in insurance. Oh, my insurance didn't ask what color my car was.
All right. So you're going to turn this over to the black market, and then you really start getting questionable cigarettes. You want to talk about health risks. They're already a health risk. Who knows what kind of things the black market will come up with. I mean, you're likely going to get the right brand. If you get some reputable dealers, you know where the cigarettes are coming from. Like if you know they're coming from North Carolina, or heck, you could enter the business yourself. It's going to be a great opportunity there in New York State to start making some money on the side.
Right. Well, I think that this is true just about anywhere. And, you know, so many of our listeners call in about agorism and that sort of thing, I'm thinking, hey, now this is an opportunity for people to call themselves agorists.
Absolutely.
Grow tobacco plants. I mean, the people that don't want to pay taxes on them aren't going to care as much about the flavor as they can.
But look, that's fine, Mark. If you want to grow your own tobacco plants, and maybe I don't think the profit's really there to do that. I mean, if you're doing marijuana, then there's thousands of percentages of profits.
You can't go to jail for this one, Ian.
Oh, yes, you can. They've got the cigarette interdiction squad in New York State.
It's in New York. I mean, I thought you were talking
about to sell in New York.
If you've
got to go where the money is. If you're going to be a black market operator, you've got to go. If you're just talking about to roll your own cigarettes, okay, that's fine.
I'm really talking about places where agorists are, people that would care about this kind of thing.
Agorists meaning?
People that want to stay out of the system and don't want to pay their money to the government. I quit smoking because Barack Obama put a $1 tax, or excuse me, 40-cent tax on cigars, and I smoked cigars. So I decided I didn't want to give any extra money to the government to drop bombs on people they don't know, so I quit smoking. Some people out there do it for the very same reason. If you go to some place where there's a concentration of those people, say New Hampshire, you grow your own tobacco, then those people would be able to make make different choices.
Oh, yeah, I think that's fine. I mean, if you want to grow your own tobacco for your own purposes, I was talking about selling it as a business opportunity.
Sure.
Like, now that they are giving you an opportunity to make profit. If you live in New York or you live near New York, you can just go and buy packs and packs of cigarettes and then truck them in. Find somebody that you know in New York who can help distribute them for you, and it'd be a little extra income for you every single month, as long as you don't get busted.
Yeah, what's the big deal of taking them from North Carolina to, you know, wherever the state with the lowest taxes are, to the state with the highest? And
it's not as risky. I mean, if you think about it, if you're transporting marijuana from North Carolina to New York, it's illegal all along the way.
Yeah.
But if you're just transporting cigarettes, then it's only illegal once you get to New York, right?
And what are they going to do to you, really? I mean, what's New York going to do?
Well,
maybe give you
that.
A fine?
I don't know. That's a good question. We've never heard that story, right? I mean, we know that there's the cigarette interdiction squad that they have, and I think they might just be in New York City. I don't know if they're statewide. It's been a while since we've heard them even mentioned. It might be worth a look into to see if they're still out there and they're still active. But that is a good question. What happens, and maybe some of our New York listeners can answer this for us, what happens if you're in New York and you get popped for selling cigarettes without the government's little permission slip? Is it just a fine, or have they made it a little bit more draconian at this point? Because as they increase the prices of these cigarettes, more people will be driven to the black market, more people will be looking for them on the black market, more people will then respond to the demand and supply them in the black market, meaning that the government will take notice of that at some point, and they'll decide that they need to crack down. 1-800-259-9231. I mean, that was the point of them forming the cigarette interdiction squad in the first place. Was to crack down and to teach them a lesson.
About.com confirms ammonia in...
We'll get it in a moment. Free Talk Live.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and the features include our Shrine of Female listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. See it for yourself.
If you're go to Porkfest this week on Thursday and Friday, the Appleseed Project will hold their two-day marksmanship training. Not only will you learn all the correct firing positions, the proper use of a sling, the six steps of to firing the shot, the natural point of aim, the rifleman's cadence, and how to adjust your sights, but you'll learn all kinds of Revolutionary War history and about our unique heritage as Americans. Walk-ons are okay. Look for directions at Rogers Campground office. The shoot starts at 8:30 a.m. each day. If you're not going to go to Porkfest, you should take one of these Appleseed Project shoots anywhere.
Near you, right?
Yeah, they're all over the United States, and they are great.
So okay. Appleseed what, website? Website?
You know,
Appleseed
website? It wasn't on this particular. It's appleseedinfo.org.
Okay, very good. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear from you if you think it's a great idea to tax cigarettes even more than they're currently being taxed. Because in New York City, that's what they're doing. They're bringing up the state tax by $1.60, which is going to push the price of a pack of cigarettes to around $9.20 around most of the state. New York City, of course, has its own $1.50 tax, so it's going to be well over $10 in New York City. And we know that the black marketeers are already in operation there. The article here points out that smokers might opt for tax-free packs sold by Indian tribes and smugglers. Even some of the folks up there in New York in the assembly, as they call it.
Right. And I'd like to point out that it's a lot easier for somebody who's a little more wealthy to go and get these packs from the Indian, the Indian reserves or whatever that are just outside the city. And it's harder for somebody who's poor. You know, somebody who's living in Washington Heights or Harlem or something like that, doesn't have a car, just can't get out there. This is harder for them. And so this is a tax, once again, on poor people.
So, but some of the people are actually, they get it. Some of the people in the government understand. Of course, it didn't matter because they didn't win. Assemblyman Michael Benjamin, a Bronx Democrat, says he's concerned anytime the cigarette tax is raised because it promotes illegal sales. And that funds criminals and terrorists who, he says, want to harm our nation. And I'm pretty sure that most of the people selling cigarettes just want to make some money. That's probably their motivation. Although it is true that in the war on drugs, that some of the people at the higher levels could put money towards violence. That's certainly a possibility. And if you have things being completely legal, then they operate in the above-ground marketplace, and you don't really have to worry about the local Budweiser distributor using that money to make some IEDs and set them off. Legislators like George Maziarz, a Niagara County Republican, predicted a clash of cultures and worries about violence when the state tries to collect cigarette taxes from Indian smoke shops. That goal, that's what he's worried about? The goal has eluded three previous governors and prompted threats of violence in the 1980s and 1990s, including the temporary closing of the state thruway through Indian land when it was blocked with burning tires and debris. J.C. Seneca.
The Indians are not going to be messed with the war cigarettes.
J.C. Seneca from the Seneca Nation, he told the Buffalo News, it's an act of war. Seneca said Patterson, the governor, has chosen a path of controversy and confrontation. And he says if anything happens, it's on their hands.
Jeez. Wow. That's a dangerous sounding man.
Well, can you blame him for being upset?
I don't know what.
After what happened to his ancestors?
Blame the guy for at this point.
The concern has delayed any enforcement for decades, even as New York lost an estimated hundreds of millions of dollars a year in revenue in stores near Indian land contended with a large price disadvantage. Meanwhile, the tribe successfully defended centuries-old national and state treaties that they said assured them that as a sovereign nation, they didn't have to pay state taxes. Wow, this has been going on all this time, and I hadn't even heard about it until now. That's pretty great. So the Indians in New York, the political designation of New York State, have their own sovereign territories, and
they're basically all over.
They're basically saying screw you to your cigarette taxes, and they haven't collected cigarette taxes for the state of New York. That's pretty awesome. Or at least not all of the taxes. I don't know how much of the taxes they're collecting. Maybe they're taking some, or maybe none. That concern has delayed the enforcement. The governor would never enter into an agreement with an Indian nation unless it was in the best interest of the state and localities, and at this time no agreements have been entered into, said Patterson's spokes bureaucrat Morgan Hook. The governor will pursue a policy that respects the sovereignty of Indian nations while ensuring the collection of taxes from those who rightly owe them. Well, who does rightly owe the taxes? I'm just curious. Who is it? Is everybody except the Indians? Well, if that's the case, then we should have our own sovereign nation. And we're going to do that, as a matter of fact, here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
You know, it's really kind of funny because, you know, what makes an Indian, what makes the reservation theirs? You know, like this, it's all this thought process. Why can't I just say, hey, I'm sovereign?
Mm-hmm. Why can't you? Why can't you have the land of Edgington and that you would be the king? Of that land.
Yeah, yeah. The king doesn't have a lot of power. The land.
The queen does.
Tell you that, right?
The king, figurehead.
The king gives speeches and passes down decrees. The queen controls the checkbook.
Senator Jeffrey Klein, Bronx Democrat, credited Patterson for striking a deal that would provide the state $160 million this year and $500 million to $1 billion a year in coming years. We're asking hardworking. They're just asking. See? You don't have to pay. They're just asking. We are asking hardworking taxpayers each and every day, each and every year, to pay their taxes. Certainly, Native Americans shouldn't be excluded from that. It's been proven by the United States Supreme Court.
That's all it takes, right? You know, you get a bunch of white guys together, they write some crap down on a piece of paper.
You've got to put robes on. Yeah. You've got to put robes on first.
On the piece of paper, they say another bunch of white guys, they're in charge of interpreting the piece of paper or the crap that you've written down. It doesn't matter that the treaties written with the Indians are, in fact, a part of that piece of paper. It doesn't matter what you interpret those pieces of paper to mean. It's what these nine white guys, largely, in the Supreme Court say. None of them, I can tell you, are Indian. American Indian.
So, a little bit more here. Opposition was lining up against the plan to tax Indian-sold cigarettes to non-Indians. A coalition of convenience stores, business advocates, tobacco manufacturers, and retailers said the bill would give too much power to the governor without the legislature to make agreements or compacts with the tribes. The Enforce the Law, Collect the Tax Coalition, or ELCTC. Also said that Patterson's plan won't work and will provide tribes with loopholes to continue avoiding taxes. See, this is the slave-on-slave mentality, right,
yeah.
Sam?
Well, and also, I mean, do these people, these bureaucrats just amaze me here with the way that they're talking. I mean, Mark kind of brought up the point. Do they think that the Supreme Court would apply to Canada? Like, you know, if people were going across the border over into Canada to get cigarettes, would they have to pay the tax then?
Well, no, there's a line there that's more important to them.
Oh, okay. It's so it's because the Indians line who were here first and, you know, have managed to carve that out for themselves because they're surrounded by their bureaucracy.
Those are our Indians.
Oh, okay.
We own those Indians.
I see now. I was a little confused. Sorry.
So the other slaves, though, are upset. They formed the Enforce the Law, Collect the Tax Coalition because they're upset that they're not cracking down on the Indians. They're worried that the tribes will be provided with loopholes to continue avoiding taxes while still giving tribal stores a price advantage. So, again, it's a slave-on-slave mentality mm-hmm. where the people who've been so obedient. And, of course, they tell themselves this story that, well, I'm doing it the right way. I'm mm-hmm. getting my license. And so they jump through all these hoops. They pay the fines. They pay the fees. They get the pieces of paper, the permission slips. And then when the Indians don't do the exact same thing, they get very indignant about it.
Well, and they're also seeing their business decline 5%, 10%, another $2 tax. There goes another 20% of their revenue. And a lot of these corner store groceries and things, they're selling cigarettes and beer. I mean, that's what they make their money on. Take mm-hmm. those out, and their business model would fall to pieces.
So, but how do we? This is a tough thing to deal with, right? I mean, the slave on slave mentality is pretty ingrained in the American people
yeah.
because it's a jealousy thing. Like, well, I was beaten, and so you should be beaten as many times.
It's fair, right? Like, so the government is right and fair and just. And you know, if you're gonna tax him, you have to. Or if you're gonna tax me, you have to tax him. Well, what's really right is that the government doesn't have any right to your money or your labor.
More coming up. Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is coming this July for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features are free, and there are a lot of them there. So do enjoy those. If you enjoy the program, you can help support Free Talk Live by becoming an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Your $3 a month can really make a difference for us because, well, we collect other people's $3 a month, and it adds up. And it makes it so we can reach out to radio stations, do industry advertising, attend conventions, and really kind of make a splash in the radio industry. It has been working so far. We're up to 78 radio stations, and I think most of them are on board thanks to listeners like you. Thanks to you for going to amp.freetalklive.com and getting on board for $3 a month. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only chat room, or excuse me, the amp-only forum. There is an amp chat room, but nobody ever goes there. But there's also the amp forum because everybody hangs out in the regular chat room, and that's a darn good time. So, Amp Forum, Amp Only Podcast as well, minus the usual podcast commercials. You don't get those in the Amp Podcast. So, just a few perks to sweeten the deal a bit. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with our brand new system, which is still in the testing phase, but it's working. It seems to be functioning. We've now had it on for a full month, and so people have been recharged, because what I was concerned with, is it actually going to charge people the second time? How are they going to get the charge the second month? And it seems to be functioning. It allows you to go in and change your information. It used to be you had to email me, and then when I would get around to it,
wait a week, yeah.
Yeah, I've got stuff to do. I don't have employees that I can have do this stuff, so I would have to actually go and physically, manually go in and enter information into a database and do all this work, if you want to call it. I mean, it's not like it's laying brick, but button pressing. But now the automation system handles that. You can go in. You need to change a credit card number. Go in, change your credit card number. It's not a problem. You don't have to email me or anything like that. And of course, that makes it secure. Although we had a secure system before. It was just some people would email me their credit card and was like, no, you don't have to do that. You could use our secure form, but it was so confusing and people didn't know. And now it's much easier. And thanks to our great designers for doing that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. It lets you upgrade your BBS account and get your AMP perks and put your name on the AMP page. You can set your name to be, whatever you want it to be and that kind of thing. So, good stuff. Amp.freetalklive.com. Thanks to everybody that helps out the show. So, we're talking about New York. The story is out of myfoxny.com. There's a little bit more here about the Indians. They are apparently getting away with not collecting all the taxes that the other stores are collecting.
American Indians.
Right, right. I'm sorry. Yes, American Indians on the Seneca Nation.
It's been said that people from India, operate convenience stores too, right?
It's true. The Seneca Nation is basically saying screw you to these taxes. We're not gonna pay your taxes.
In the 70s, they put a bunch of burning tires on the road over.
Right.
It, so.
Well, I think they know if they let them get their foot in the door that they're just gonna it's the camel's nose under the tent.
Oh, the camel's nose is under the Seneca tent, but I think they figured out that you got to keep kicking the nose.
Yeah.
Well, and this is important because it really ties back in with a discussion we were having earlier in the show. For those of you just tuning in, we're talking about non-cooperation. And how if people stop going along to get along, if people finally say, no, I'm not going to pay your $5 parking ticket, or I'm not going to jump through your hoops and get your building permit or whatever. I'm not going to get a permit to put new windows in my house. If you just start saying no to these bureaucrats, if enough people say no, then there's nothing they can do. They can't, they're already about to break. The court system is overloaded. They're out of money. At least here in New Hampshire, they're shutting down one day a month because it's unpaid. It's an unpaid furlough day for the bureaucrats. So they can't handle it right now. And so it only takes a few people to actually have the courage and stand up and say no. And of course, once some people do it, then that encourages other people to do it. And that's why I encourage people to do those sorts of things on the air. Because I set the example as well, because it would be silly of me to sit here behind the microphone and say, I think you all should do non-cooperation. No. I'll do non-cooperation and show folks how it's done and talk about it on the air and have people like Sam in and Mark in and whoever, on people calling into the show and explaining their experiences with non-cooperation, talking about what worked and what didn't work and that way we can get this information out there, because I don't know how soon things are going to change where you are, but I can tell you that here in New Hampshire, as we get more people here as part of the Free State Project, people are going to come up to the Pork Fest here in another couple days. This weekend is going to be a blast. They're going to see that. They're going to hang out with the really cool activists up here. They're going to be impressed. They're going to move up their plans to get here to New Hampshire. That happens every year. People come up to Pork Fest thinking, well, I've heard this Free State Project really happening. I'm going to come check it out. And then it's, wow, this really is happening. Something's really going on here. This wasn't just a bunch of guys on the radio talking. There's really a movement.
Oh, yeah.
So you get together with hundreds and soon thousands of other like-minded people, and you start hitting them on the political side with, like they just had the knife ban repealed, so you can own any knife you want here in New Hampshire and carry any knife that you want, from what I understand. So that's a real political success story. So, proof of concept that it is possible.
It's not the only success the politicos have had.
But the other ones are like, getting somebody elected, stopping a bill. Like, up until the knife thing,
it's still going to be mostly that, the bill stopping. The knife thing, I mean, it's still a mitigable success. I don't want to, kick any sand on
anything. They legalized switchblades.
No one has been convicted of it in more than 50 years.
That's okay, Mark, but
I'm just saying.
I understand.
It's one less thing that they can hold over people's heads.
You're right.
And if you said that in California or one of the other places where switchblades are illegal, and I'd like to know how many states out of the 50 states are switchblades illegal? In how many of those 50 states are they illegal?
I don't know, but I imagine a lot of them.
I bet you it's a lot of them. And if you said something like, well, I think we should legalize switchblades here in Florida.
But I had one for when I was
I'm not talking about whether you had it or not. I'm saying if you came out and said something, I think we should legalize switchblades, people would be like, what?
They're
dangerous.
You're right about that.
And there would be incredible amounts of opposition over that kind of a proposal. Here in New Hampshire, apparently it just sailed right through. The lady, one of the Free Stater representatives, put this bill in, and from what I understand, it had no trouble passing. So that, I think, is a real proof of concept. And I was one of the skeptics, right? I mean, you remember a couple of years ago or a year and a half ago or whatever, I was pretty skeptical when I was relatively new here in New Hampshire. I was burned out on the political system, and I still think it's the most inefficient way to achieve liberty in our lifetime. But we had Dennis Goddard on from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance at nhliberty.org, and he was saying, well, we can make this happen. There's stuff that we can do, and all right, you show me. Show me, Dennis. Prove it. It's been proven as far as I'm concerned. And so, you're hitting them from the political side of things. You're hitting them from the media side. You've got Obscured Truth. You've got Free Talk Live, all kinds of different media. But there's a new New Hampshire Liberty show that just
all the
on.
Things that are happening, and it really is happening, are happening with 825, recorded people in the state. Maybe more than that. So in the Free State Project is a project to move 20,000. When you're talking about 5,000 people in the state, it's going to be an entirely
huge,
different world.
And you're also talking about 5 years down the line or whatever. I mean, because the Free State Project is only about 50% of the way to its goal of recruiting 20,000 people. And we need to get there sooner rather than later, but it's a lengthy process. This is a lifetime kind of a program here. This takes some time. And so a lot of those 800 people that you're talking about are really still in the initial phases of having just made the move, getting settled, putting some roots down, you know, working at their jobs, moving up in the ranks, getting to managerial positions, starting their own businesses, bringing the family up, that kind of thing. So a lot of those 800 people are probably not devoting, you know, a significant portion of their time to doing activism. I mean, they're the superstars out there, and you know, we talk about them on this this program. But a lot of the other ones might just, you know, write a letter to the editor or show up at a rally occasionally, that kind of thing. But in the aggregate, it makes a difference.
Oh,
having that many people here makes a huge difference. And so you'll see what that's like if you're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and getting those people to start doing non-cooperation would be so critical. I saw recently on Facebook there was a new Facebook group created. New Hampshire homeschoolers who don't care what the legislature says, something like that, which is something.
Why hasn't somebody sent me a link to that?
I don't know. Look for it. I think Cynthia's got it. Anyway, I think that's great. I've been saying stuff like that on the air. Like, if the New Hampshire government people pass some new homeschool registration act or something like that, where it's, it becomes even more burdensome to follow the rules by the state's standards to do homeschooling, have the homeschoolers just say, F you, we're not going to follow your rules, and what are you going to do about it? How many kids can they really steal from people's parents? And I understand that that's tough for people to do, right? Because, you know, you don't want to lose your kid for the freedom thing. But on the other hand, if they come in and they steal a kid from a homeschool family that's living in a nice, clean home and a good environment, and otherwise everything is okay, you know, they're not being beaten with chains and being tied up in the basement. If it's a really upstanding family, and most of the homeschoolers I've met have been very upstanding people, then that will be an incredible story if the media, you know, it's going to get media coverage if something like that happens. And these government bureaucrats are slowly starting to learn that you don't want to mess with the freedom activists. That when you mess with the freedom activists, there are consequences.
It's a hornet's nest.
Yeah, cameras come out. Blogs get written. Ridley reports get filed. All kinds of things happen, and they don't want to do that. They want to mess with the people they know they can get away with. They're bullies. Hour 3 is coming up. Sam, you got to run. You got to get packed up for Porkfest. More coming up. Your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.